Hey friends, I'm back again. I had another episode for you guys to listen to. This was something which was very, very interesting. This summer, I was traveling with my family, with my kids. We've been visiting different places. We went to a few countries, actually. We flew from Hawaii to China, that's Shanghai. Very nice, very tech savvy now. All those big buildings around, okay, all the Disneyland, Dreamland stuff, all there. And thereafter, we went to Bali. Pretty nice and beautiful place to visit once in lifetime. Very culturally so much different from the rest of the world and so very well, friendly, happy people. Small island and the way people are coming from all over the world and feeding them. Because they have a strong Hinduism on the island and the rituals and beautifully they all, the entire families from small to young kids to older people going to the temples and visiting. Very amazing, very family values, good morals and happy people. And see, they don't have to run around for jobs. People from the world are coming and being tourists and then coming and paying them for the jobs. So interesting, Bali. So we went from US dollars to the Chinese currency. Then we went to to Balinesian money. And then, interesting. And from there, we visited Thailand, which is Bangkok. Again, different world of trying to be there, mix of tourism and the locals. And again, that was a different ball game. And then visiting India, which is again another beautiful country, which is amazing. So much of population there, but happy people, people who are friendly and people who are content. In India, the beauty of India, which I really admire, was the karmic cycle, the karma philosophy. If you really want to know what is karma, you have to go to India. You have to visit that place because there exactly you would know how, what can you get by doing good and what is really struggles and pains in life. Right there, I could see chauffeur-driven cars and all these luxurious brands on the road. And the roadside itself, I could see small little kids and mothers with holding them around, pregnant moms, literally living out from those roadsides and kids without clothes hanging in there. So what is it? How is it? How are the two people different? How? Why? The question was, my kids did ask me these questions saying that, Mom, how could people be so poor and the other side a person who's so rich? I said, this is all karma, right? How is God going to be unfair? We are not supposed to blame the Lord up there. That's okay, you know what? You made one person poor and the other person so rich. No, you can't do that. No, there are laws which has been set before we all came on this earth where we are supposed to do karma. It is a karmic cycle. So today, whatever we do, it comes back to us, whether it is good or bad. So we all have to be very mindful on our deeds, whatever we are doing, very, very conscious. Not that we might get it right away, but then down the line, you have to face it. We are on a frame. There are rules in the house. There are rules which we make in the offices. There are rules in the countries. Same way, there are rules created by the Creator. If you go against those rules, you have to face it. It's that simple. If a child is coming late to the school, he does get tardy, right? And then if he doesn't perform, he doesn't get good results if he doesn't do hard work. So similarly, if we are doing bad, it shall come back. But if we are really doing good and we are really doing good deeds, even by good thoughts, even by good nature, even by helping anybody, even by being kind and being sad with seeing the other person's sadness, is a karma. Not laughing over anything and then, okay, you know, feeling that, okay, today is my day, so I'm superior, the other person is struggling in the office. No, it can be you the next day. So let us just do what best we can do in our territory, we can do in our offices or in our families and communities and schools and the work life. So we should try to at least do in our own circle. We don't have to just go out of the way, cross the borders and go and help the people around. Well, if you have given an opportunity, yes, you should. But let's start today with whatever we can in our reach. That's what I would really suggest. So yeah, India was interesting. So that was fun. But the amazing part was that the people were happy. They were not sad. They were not, even the people on the roads, they were like, kids were playing with little mom's utensils or some stone pebbles. And there was a smile. That was amazing. They were not like sobbing or crying forever and ever. And I'm talking about 110 degree temperature. That the weather was. A chauffeur-driven car was in air conditioning, doesn't even know what's the heat temperature out. And these kids are there. So it's a blessed land, which I really feel. It's not an island, sorry. But it's definitely a nice place to go and visit. And again, it's like, this is something interesting. My mother used to say this when I was young, growing in India, that the God takes care of each one of us. He is so caring that he is, by the end of the day, he does make sure that a little ant which crawls all around does get her little tiny bit of her food. And an elephant, which is really massive and he doesn't eat like an ant, but he has tons of his food, but even he would get everything and he would have a good appetite and have a good sleep. So when the creator of this universe is taking care of each one of us, then why do we feel so sad, or we think that we are not going to do something or we are not going to achieve something, and we are worried about things which we don't do actually. We just do our karmic cycle. That's what something which we should do. And that's it. And rest, the results, the fame, the name, the success, that's all would follow. That's what my experience was. Okay, an interesting thing. From India, then we visited London, England. Again, a different world. And it was interesting to see those heritage buildings and homes and everything. So again, the karma here, everybody's running, catching tubes, running around. But then the sad part was that nobody was ready to talk to anybody. Isn't that sad? Even in a play school, I remember taking my kids to those toddler plays, and kids used to feel happy seeing the other kids. There was unhappiness here, and then it was sad. People are running up and down the escalators, but then no smile, just running and got lost. So thereafter, after London, we came to again back to US, and then again we came back to the US dollars. So it was British pound and then US dollar. So it was very interesting. My little son, who's 10, used to come to me and tell me, "Mom, give me the dollars in Bali." And I said, "Sorry, son, it's not going to work here. We'll have to exchange and get the currency of Bali." Then he went to China and he asked for the money again. So I was thinking all through the journey and coming back, saying that this is a beautiful creation which we have made it, or which it has happened, that things do not remain the same. The currency changes one after the other from one land to the other land. And then what at the end of the journey, which we all will have, is what currency is going to work once we go up to the Lord, the Creator. There the currency would be the karma currency. I was telling my children that is the currency which is going to work at the end, karma currency. So let's try to make the best karma we can. If you can't make anybody happy, or if you don't want to add any sorrows, just be calm and quiet. What I have seen, I have observed in my life, that no person on this earth is the same. If your thoughts are different, the other person's thoughts are different.